William Morrow and Harper Audio present A Merry Little Meet Cute, a novel by Julie Murphy and Sierra Simone, performed by Joy Nash and Sebastian York. A note before we begin. For a map of Christmas Notch, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/A Merry Little Meet Cute. To Bob Murphy and Doug Hagen, you've always been like fathers to us. And we love you, but you probably shouldn't read this one. Let's go get the shit kicked out of us by love. Sam, Love Actually. This year, you're my only wish. Babe, you're on my naughty list. Ink, Naughty List. Mary Inkmas, Boot Camp Records.
Prologue. Teddy Ray Fletcher. A tusk, he repeated, just to make sure he'd heard right. A wooden tusk, the voice clarified. Teddy heard the whoosh of traffic and the sound of a car door closing. Why was it that managers and agents were always going places when they called? Did they save all their phone calls for their commutes? 3 broken arms, 2 broken legs, and 5 concussions between the 4 of them. Steph DeRezzo finished over the hum of an accelerating car. Teddy looked down at his desk. An acrylic thing his ex-wife had gotten him from IKEA before the divorce. A very stressful production schedule looked back up at him. He looked away from it, trying to focus on the picture of his 2 kids grinning from within his arms, their tiny hands clutching the tiny pumpkins he'd bought for them at the pumpkin patch that day. They used to be so little and so inexpensive. Okay. So you're telling me that my entire costume and hair team went into the desert and stood under a wooden tusk, which then collapsed on top of them, and now they can't work on the movie, which starts tomorrow. Costume team, hair team, and your gaffer, Teddy, and there's no need to sound so judgmental about the wooden tusk. It was on a giant wooden walrus sculpture, after all. Don't you know anything about festivals? Haven't you been to Burning Man? Teddy squinted at the far wall in his tiny office, trying to imagine the fast-talking, suit-wearing, phone-addicted Steph DeRezzo doing drugs in the desert. Have you been to Burning Man? We were all in our 20s once. No, don't take the 5 right now. Are you even looking at your GPS? Teddy assumed she was talking to an Uber driver and ignored the last comment. So they were at Burning Man. No, this was better than Burning Man, she said. It was Unfestival Interlingua. Unfestival? I've never heard of it. Of course you haven't, Steph said dismissively. It's exclusive. Ah, he said, invite only. No, Teddy, it's uninvite only. Okay, uninvite only to Unfestival, where a wooden walrus fell on my crew. Just the tusk, she clarified. Will it stop dinging at me if I put on my seatbelt? Oh, good. And the walrus was part of the Alice in Wonderland theme, Teddy. It wasn't just a random wooden walrus out on a mesa. She scoffed as if that would be bananas. And how do you know all this before I do? He asked. Ah, well, about that, Steph said, and it was in that brisk I have some bad news voice that all managers seem to have. Teddy's butthole clenched. I heard because it came bundled with another thing. I got a call from Winnie's agent, and she's going to call you later tonight when she knows more, but she wanted to put me and your male lead in the know in case the story broke over social media before then. Winnie's in the hospital right now. Shit. Winnie Baker was a wholesome child star turned wholesome made-for-TV movie actress, and she was going to be one of the leads in his first ever Christmas movie production. More importantly, she was the star his director had specifically chosen to work with to make her direct.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?